Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield again. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
In football, the Socceroos made five changes for today's game against Colombia. How's the new lineup going? Have they managed to score yet?
No, Fran, they haven't, and they've had to do an awful lot of hasty defensive work as well. Now, the Socceroos coach turned campaignologist Bert van Marwijk, he rang the bells, rang the changes, made five of those to the starting side that lost to Norway 4-1. Brad Jones, Tommy Urick, Josh Risden, Massimo Luongo and Tommy Rogic came into the side, replacing Matt Ryan, Bailey Wright, Aaron Moy. He was injured, Aaron Moy, Dimitri Petratos and Jackson Irvine. And there was another change at half-time, and it's been a significant one. On his 33rd birthday, Danny Vukovic is making his debut in gold. And I have to say, Fran, he's been busier than that well-known blue-bottom diptera. Colombia's Borja had plenty of chances to score. Offside twice when finding the net, then denied by his own errant kickers. Vukovic made himself big in goal, as they say in that sport. And then he had to save an open shot on goal from the 2014 World Cup Golden Boot winner, James Rodriguez. So you can glean from that that Colombia is having the best of the second half. Shots on goal now running at 9-6, with most of Australia's six coming in the first half. And there's still about 10 minutes to go, Fran.
Okay, keep defending, fellas, and head for that net. In cricket, something to take our minds off events in South Africa, if only temporarily, I presume. The Australian women's team is playing England in India today in a T20 game.
Yeah, look, England and Australia have already qualified for the final of this Tri-Nations event after India so far has failed to win a game. The final is on this weekend, so today's match will be used as a T20 World Cup workout. But according to the captain, Meg Lanning, there'll be no experimentation, just refining of tactics ahead of the tournament in the Caribbean in November. Now, there's going to be lots of experimentation for the men's team in South Africa after Cameron Bancroft, a destroyed Steve Smith and an increasingly isolated David Warner have been sent home to be replaced by Joe Burns, Matthew Renshaw, who helped Queensland win the Sheffield Shield final yesterday, and of course the Victorian Glenn Maxwell. And Tim Payne has done what that other cricket tragic. Yeah, he's done the Lazarus with a triple bypass, Fran. He was not in the Tasmanian team at the start of the summer, and now he's captain of the Australian one.
And just finally, in rugby union, David Pocock set to return to the side, the Brumbies scrum this weekend.
Yeah, look, back from his sabbatical and over a knee surgery, he trained well yesterday without any taping on his knee, and it now seems just a matter of whether he starts the game or comes off the bench. And given the game is against the Waratahs, the temptation must be there to throw him into the fray early on to counter Michael Hooper. It's a match to watch this weekend, Fran.
Okay, take your word on that. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.